The home of house music, House FM.
Hello everybody, welcome to the Red Zone with me, Tim Red, taking you through till 10 p.m. tonight. Got the man in the know, Steve Proctor, joining me today for another History of House session. Our regular little jaunts into the world of house music and where it came from. Don't forget, the studio line number is 079-57-580-614. And log into the chat room at www.housefm.net/chat. Big shout out to Warrior, who's already there. We'll be right back.
Chicago. The dance music scene is thriving. 12-inch singles, as most all dance music releases are pressed, are being purchased by the tens of thousands. New artists are trying their hand at hit-making, and the public is buying it. Literally. What? Who are these dance music artists of Chicago? Oftentimes they are the club and radio DJs themselves, who understand all too well what the dance music public wants. Some of these DJ dance music artists employ the services of musicians to assist them in actualizing onto tape the success formulas that they have in their heads. Other dance music artists are vocalists who rely on musicians and or step programmers to create the music. And of course, musicians who are skilled and accomplished on their instruments as well as in sound.
What is how?
What? It is interesting to note that a substantial portion of today's dance music is created electronically.
What?
So far, the vast majority of Chicago's dance music artists are urban blacks with a rhythm in their blood and a formula for getting people to shake their bones. They are the ones largely responsible for creating Chicago's dance music sound. Substantial opportunity exists for young and aspiring talent to break into the dance music scene far more accessibly than through the more commonly pursued major label channels in rock, pop, rhythm and blues, and most of all other David Powell. So house music rings on, and they all jack their souls.
What is how?
Big shout out to the chat room guys, Gid and Warrior. Yes, mate, Steve's got loads of Britney, he'll be playing that in a bit. Oh, the last track there. That was What Is House, and that was the Andy Blake re-edit by Willy Wonka. That's off the Tracks re-edited series. I'll probably be playing quite a few off that today, I think. Nice one, Christina. Big love to Dan and my beautiful, beautiful girlfriend. She's just come back from an amazing business trip away in Dijon. First business trip ever. And I think she did very well. In fact, I know it. We'll be right back.
be you guys, I think.
Coming up in just a few moments, the man himself, Steve Proctor. Last track player, that was Prinz Thomas and Lang Tung Ting. Massive rolling bass monster. So coming up after this track, of course, we are rocking down the house by Adonis, but this is the Toby Tobias and Hard Way Brothers remix. Very close friends of Steve, apparently. Gid knows Toby as well, apparently. He used to DJ at the Salmon. Well, there you go.
Keep it in the family, hey?
Yes, yes, Gid. You know someone too, mate. Well done.
Clang, there goes another name drop. Yeah. Remix by Toby Tobias. Sorry. I'm just getting the hang of all this. And the Hardway Brothers, of course, Sean Johnson and Jakey. And so here I am for the next hour. A little bit of a break from the usual sort of the way we do things, or apparently the way they do things with Tim. Thanks, Tim. By the way, thanks.
The gay way.
It doesn't matter. But Tim, thanks for having me on. So we're going to do a sort of a series called History of House. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to play sort of tracks that sort of created this or introduced this sort of house sound style, as it were, or where they got where the house people got the sounds that or the bass lines or whatever that they started with the whole system, the whole, God, I'm not very good at this, am I? Started the whole scene with. So the first track I'm going to play is a band called Simande, and it's called Bra. The reason why I'm playing this is because very early on in 1987, a band called Raise, which you all know from Break for Love, put out a track called Jack the Groove, after Jack Your Body, and they use this bass line. We'll be right back.
Just a reminder, if you want to get in the chat room and give us all some abuse, it's www.housefm.net/chat.
Or if you just want to tell us we're doing a good job. And this is where they got the bass line from. Welcome, Hal. I'm getting a crash course in the studio here. Welcome, Hal, to the chat room. As I said, that's a band called Simonde and something called Bra, and that's where Ray's got Jack the Groove for the bass line from. Right, I'm going to take you to a different track now and start it. So a lot of you remember a version of a track called Weekend by Todd Terry very early on in the house scene. And he used the a cappella from a version by Class Action that was on Jive Records in the early 80s. This is the original disco version by Freak, P-H-R-E-E-Q. And it's a disco version of Weekend. Like my dear, but I'm not staying home.
Yes, everyone, Steve is running on the spot as he's doing his marathon on Sunday. It's all for charity, mate.
Yet it is an amazing break, isn't it? Thanks, kid. Do you know him as well? Somebody in the chat room just made us aware that there's an opportunity to sample tracks here that you could possibly use in future recordings. Whilst we're on the subject of Todd Terry, I'm going to play something more electro now. You'll remember he did a track called Oranges and Lemons, Dreams of Santa Ana. Well, this is actually a version of the track that it inspired him. The original track is by Babe Ruth. It's called The Mexican. And this is by Jellybean Benitez. And the true story about this is that basically when he wanted to record this track, he found the original singer from Babe Ruth called Jenny Hahn, tracked it down to a farm in Wales, flew over to the Danceterium where he was DJing, or the Funhouse, sorry, where he was DJing, and showed her the reaction to the Babe Ruth version. I persuaded her to sing on his version. So this is Jellybean Benitez's version of The Mexican with Jenny Hahn, the original singer from Babe Ruth. would have let that play, but we've got, I'm running out of time. Got loads to put in. So going from influences, electro, etc., etc. There was a Milo track that made him famous. This is where he got it from. Samplers at the ready.
Give it a pressure.
Of course, it's a dub mix of the B-side of Miami Sound Machine and a friend of Gid's, apparently, Gloria Estefan. It's something called Dr. Beat. Moving into more of the electro-disco side of things, this is an Italian disco record from the early 80s. It's been re-edited and being used now by all the trendy guys in Shoreditch, apparently. Kano.
So she did get a massive remix of this a few years back.
We'll be right back. Just like to give a good shout out to a very good friend of mine who's listening in, Claire. Hello, Claire. Musicians, no computers, no MIDI, all played onto tape. Gotta love it. Hello to Danny Boy, who's out in the chat room. MDB, where have you gone? My age here, but I used to play that when it first came out in the early 80s. It was one of my favorite tracks. It still is a really great track. I just love the fact it's all played live. That's Kano and something called It's a War. Last one of the disco section now and the influence section before we go into like half an hour of old house music. I could not possibly do this tonight without paying tribute to the amazing Lolita Holloway. She passed away a little while ago. Probably the most influential voice, not just in disco, but in house music as well. Amazing woman, amazing talent. And I'm going to play this as a tribute to her, but I'm also going to play the very first record, house record, that ever sampled her voice as well, right after this. Lolita Holloway, Love Sensation. Get you. To everybody listening, Gids has just informed us the Holloway Road was named after the great Lolita Holloway. If I didn't know you, Gid, I'd believe that. We'll be right back. It's a quick story for you. I remember speaking to Norman Jay one night in High on Hope, and he said, "Have you heard that new version of Love Sensation by the Italians Black Box?" I said, "Yeah, I have." He said, "I like it, but I'll never play it." Once again, the late great Lolita Holloway and Love Sensation. That's a Dutch Ramshorn remix that I've had for about 25 years. So as I said, we're going to go into half an hour of classic house music, and I couldn't not start with the very first house track that ever sampled Lolita Holloway. The wee in this is from Sweet Sensation, from Love Sensation, and it was probably done on a very early sampler. Hello to Perseus, who's just sent to the chat room.
Big shout to Tony as well. Thanks for calling in, mate.
Nice one, Tony. Thanks.
speak hello to Percy from the chat room as well. How you doing, man?
Keep up.
I don't know what's going on.
That's a bit rich from you, Warrior. You probably know more than any of all of us put together. We'll be right back. No, not hardcore like you used to know it was. This is Tyree Cooper, Hardcore Hip House, the Joe Smooth Deep Mix. It's the second track on the B-side of the original DJ International 12-inch, just for Gid. Remind me to tell you a story about Hardcore Uproar, Gid. With the disco influence theme, Frankie Knuckles. Only the strong survive. Play this one especially for Madam Warrior.
Get up! Send your body and run, son! You know.
MDB. There you are. Welcome back. All mixes completely unrehearsed. That's why some of them are such a mess. Clang, Madam Warrior, there's another name dropped. Be the next show, Hal.
What are you doing, Steve?
You know, I'd walk around this world and move heaven and earth just to be a part of you, boy.
Fonts are a little bit too big in the chat room. Can you reduce them down a bit, please?
again, this is Todd Terry. Something called Bango. Originally sampled from a track by Dinosaur L called Go Bang. Something to confess. I actually stole that from an office of an A&R man at Phonograph Records in 1987. Last one from me tonight.
Before a lot of you were born.
Not that old, Tim. Last one from me tonight, and of course, is Bray's Break for Love. This is a remix, re-edit I did last year. It's available on my SoundCloud on the name Acid Discotech, all one word, Acid Discotech. This has been the first of a series of shows which are going to run on the last Thursday of every month. Thanks very much, Tim, for having me. Thanks very much for listening. After this, it's back to the amazing Tim. Discotech, T-E-C-H at the end. Thank you, kid.
the Lady Taxi. Thanks for the shout, darling. To follow Steve there. A fucking amazing set from him tonight. That's going to be a regular occurrence. I think in a couple of weeks as well, we're going to do the same thing and then get back into a monthly schedule. He knows what it's all about, man. My nan would be proud.
What are you calling old? I just realised you have a very young nan, don't you?
Yeah, she's very attractive, mate. I can hook you up if you like, mate.
beat is hype, you're getting hype for. You wanna join the dance, tip troopers, cause you like to dance, and take this chance, my man. You say you can, but I know you can't do it right here. In the place, I was anywhere, the place with my record on.
First track I opened up with after Steve, that was Move Your Body by 101.
Cause I got you in the way, nobody ever had to get funky like this. Did someone ever taught you notice, but you answer me, the sound's gone, the style of my class. And sure it's shown to the public that you love with me. Step into the scene with me, I'm a man, Fabian, civilian. You wanna know the truth? That's how I'm living. Restrain yourself from dancing to a phenomenon. You didn't know what it was, so you get some style. And now you know what to do is take the opportunity and get wild and move, or else you're gonna disappoint me. You wanna know why? Let me explain. See, to take things we worked out perfectly, and every now and then identifying it with the, how do you call it? It doesn't matter, make sure you get rid of it. Yeah, check out my melody, bringing the message about things which happen in reality, and also this, but it's a real thing. You wanna know the truth? Truth is how I'm living. And there it is, ready for the world, the homeboys, the fly girls. Let us go berserk, y'all. Who's in the house? You know who's in the house. The rest get bony scut. Addressing you now, boy. Your long style, and wildin'. It's parading you all to get moving on. I'm gonna sort of base the dance floor. Tough girls who avoid attention, I'll get up yours. Cause I know you're itching, but it's right. You're acting cool, great, radical man. You gotta understand that we're dealing with something. It's gonna keep you pumping up the vibe. It commands a lot to question. You wanna know the truth, this I'm living.
Track player, that was That's How I'm Living by Tony Scott. Wonderful hip house number from back in the day. I'm sure Steve's got a story about that. No, he hasn't, man. We'll be right back. Just a couple of quick messages. The Invisible College is rolling back into town Easter weekend. It's Friday the 22nd of April. In a sweaty basement somewhere in Hackney. You've got to join the group to know what's going on. Search out the Invisible College. Be Colin Dale playing quite a long set that night.
Or just ask the Lord Gid. Also, just to let you know, I'm running the London Marathon in aid of Survival International on Sunday. This Sunday coming. If you'd like to donate, Virgin Money Giving, Last Night a DJ Saved My Life, which is our charity. Any donation, however large or small, is an inspiration. Every donation is an inspiration. Give us your money.
Give us your money. Give us your money. Yep, sorry, just a message from Gid there. The party, don't come to the party. There's already too many people coming. So negate everything I've said. Move along, nothing to see here.
This isn't the party you're looking for. The Jedi mind trick works again.
Steve's quite upset about this one, but that last one was Outrage and that piano track.
How can I ever be upset when you're playing Acid House? Or as they say in Germany, Acid House.
You all start checking out there. You all start checking out there. You all start checking out there. Come on, people. You all start checking your bodies. Move.
Me, Danny, it's now the amazing Tim Red.
Last track player, that was No Way Back by Adonis. That's a Greg Wilson re-edit. That's off the Tracks re-edited series by the DJ History Boys again.
You know why they have to re-edit them all? The original master track tapes don't exist. They were so poor and so cheap that they used to record every track over the one multi-track that they had. So there's no multi-track. I just want to say what Tim wouldn't say. That last mix was nice.
Massive, massive, massive thanks to Steve Proctor for being absolutely amazing and lovely this evening. He'll be back again quite regularly.
You can't get rid of me.
Yeah, he is quite regular these days, apparently. You were listening to Tim Redd every Thursday night on House FM. Dropping the platters that matter. This is an old classic. This is Don Carlos and Alone in Paradise. Coming up after me, you've got the lovely JD Jody. Take you through to midnight tonight, so stay tuned for her. Big love to all the chat room, Posse. For being absolutely terrible. Don't forget you can get this show as a podcast at red-zone.podomatic.com every Friday. Together.
You'll also get it without the talking for those of you who don't want it on my SoundCloud page, Acid Discotech, ACIDISCOTECH. You'll get the whole show, or my section of it anyway, without the talking.
Big love. Thanks for listening in. Thanks again to Steve. Yay. JD coming up after this. Make sure you stay tuned. Sleep well. God bless. And I'll see you next week.